Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-104.5. Hi, who's this?
This is Rachel.
Hey, Rachel, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
So I recently found out that my boyfriend has a dating app on his phone, and I need to know if he uses it or not.
Oh, wow. Which dating app is it?
It's called The League. I never heard of it before, and I noticed starting a couple weeks ago, he kept getting these notifications on his phone. And I was like, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's my fantasy sports league. So I was like, okay. But then, like, I don't know. One night we were supposed to go to some friend's house for a cookout, and he tells me he can't go because I have a big thing to do with my fantasy sports league that night. So I'm like, okay, whatever.
So no, I don't want to interrupt you, but you do know that there's, like, practically no sports right now, right?
Well, that's how I found out about everything. I went to my friend's house, and her boyfriend came over and was like, where's Keith? And I go, he's doing his fantasy sports league. He goes, wait, what league is this? There's no sports right now except golf and racing. So I text Keith, and I'm like, what fantasy league are you in? And he goes, it's just called League. So this dude looked up the league, and he goes, does it look like this? And I'm like, I don't know. And he goes, well, if it does, it's not a sports league. It's a dating app.
I think Ashley has found this app.
Hold on a second. Do you remember what day that was that you went over to your friend's house? Like, what day of the week?
It was 2 Sundays ago.
Okay, listen to this. In these unusual times, you might want to try a new approach to dating. We've enhanced the League Live video dating parties on Sunday and Wednesday nights, as well as other video dating features like video chatting with your matches.
So he told you it was a sports league, but really he was on this video dating site.
Wow. Okay, well, Here's the thing. I asked him when I got home about his supposed fantasy league, and he was like, yeah, let me show you. And he pulls up all these statistics and players and points and everything. And I'm like, oh, we were joking that your sports league was really just an excuse for online dating.
Well, hold on. Okay. I don't know where he would have gotten statistics or anything like that, because like I said, there's no sports even playing right now. I mean, he could have pulled up statistics like on any page on his phone. You said you saw the notifications coming on his phone, right? Did they say anything? Did they say stuff like, you earned 25 points? Or did they say, your next girlfriend is waiting to chat with you?
They didn't say either. All they said is, you have a notification from the leak. But the little icon that popped up looked like the one on the dating app.
Okay. So basically what you need to know is whether or not this league is really a sports league or he is using this dating site.
Exactly.
Okay. If we find out he is using a dating site, I mean, is that it between you two?
I mean, I don't really care if all he's doing is chatting with people, but if he's seriously looking around, then yeah, I'm not going to waste my time on someone who obviously doesn't want to be with me.
Right. Yeah, obviously. Okay. Why don't we call him up? What we'll do is we'll say we're from that League app, and we'll ask him how he likes it, like see what he said, like, I don't know what you're talking about, or maybe he'll be like, oh, I love it. So we'll leave you on the line so you can hear everything, okay?
Okay, great.
Okay, so we will call Keith and find out what league he is a part of when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. I'm calling to speak to a Keith, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Sure. My name is Albert Sharpton, and I'm calling on behalf of the creators of the League app. I was hoping you could answer a couple of questions so I could get your review on whether you like it or dislike it. I noticed you haven't left any user reviews online yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I forgot to do that.
That's okay. We just wanted to make sure you were satisfied with it and you liked the functionality, that sort of thing. So I'm assuming I'm speaking to Keith.
Yes, you are.
Okay, great. So first of all, are you still using the app?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, awesome. Now, on a scale of 1 to 5 stars, what rating do you think you would give it?
Probably 4, 4.5.
Okay, that's great. Do you have time to answer a really quick survey? It's just 3 questions.
Sure. Go right ahead, man.
Okay, so the first question is, are you using the app for just video dating, for chatting, or for, like, actual dating?
I mean, with everything going on, it's kind of hard to actually go on a date. So I'm pretty much just chatting.
Okay. And would you say you've met anybody that you would be interested in dating?
A couple people.
Okay. And then the last question I have for you today is, does your girlfriend know you've been using the app? Keith?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if your girlfriend knows if you're using the app.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
What you're not? Mean? You're not? Well, you do still have a girlfriend, correct? Right? Or have you been lying about that, too?
Oh, snap! No. I actually... Oh, snap!
Wow. Actually, I thought he was going to continue talking for a second there. Like, I think he figured out what was up. So, Rachel, you said it, if he was only chatting, you were cool with that, right?
I mean, I thought I was, but now I'm mad.
Yeah.
Well, keep in mind that he lied to you, first of all, and now he's talking to other women. I mean, I don't think I'd be cool with any of that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.